This week on the podcast, I have an extra special guest. His name is Professor Danny Kahneman of Princeton University, winner of all sorts of accolades, prizes, the 2002 Nobel Prize in Economics, which is kind of surprising because he's a psychologist, really a just a groundbreaking and seminal thinker in the world of cognition and the way that our minds fool us. I have a funny story I have to share. So we do the podcast, we finish the interview, and I don't know if he knows New York that well. He's not a youngster, and I don't want to just send him out into the city. So I said, "Where are you off to?" And he says, "Oh, I have to get a pair of pants." I said, "Oh, where are you going?" He goes, "I don't know." I go, "Well, you don't strike me as a Macy's sort of guy." And I have to be honest, knowing what I know of Thinking Fast and Slow, I don't think that Bloomingdale's is the right price point for you. He goes, "Oh, too pricey. You strike me as a Lord & Taylor guy." He goes, "I like Lord & Taylor." I go, "Great. I'm on the way in that direction. I'll drop you off." So we leave the Bloomberg building and I say, "Would you like to take a car?" Or he's like, "I came up by subway." "Oh, do you live in New York?" "Yeah, I live downtown." "Oh, great." And I tell him the story about Bob Shiller, who when Shiller was here, I say to myself, "Well, I'm not going to put a Nobel laureate on a subway." So we arrange a car. He has an event right after the interview, and it was pouring rain and the traffic was so horrific. He just barely took us 45 minutes to go across town. I put Bob on the Professor Shiller on the subway, we would have been there in 20 minutes. So I'm like, "Oh, this is always the fastest way to get around town." So we take the subway down to Grand Central and we start walking towards Lord & Taylor. And he's like, "Oh, it's over on Fifth Avenue. I know where it is. You don't have to walk me there." "Well, to tell you the truth, I haven't had lunch. There's a wonderful little Italian sandwich shop a block from Lord & Taylor. I was going to walk over there." And as so we start walking and he says, how good are the sandwiches there?" And I said, "So this is a place called Aladoro. There was a shop down on Wall Street. They moved one here to Wall Street, to Midtown. They use all local bakeries. Everything is really fresh. It's not like made in some factory in New Jersey like half the delis in New York are. It's really wonderful food. And you go to their website, they show you, we use this baker. We bring in mozzarella cheese from this cheesemonger." So he goes, I look at him and I go, "Are you hungry?" He's like, "I could eat." So me and this 80-year-old Nobel laureate Israeli professor of psychology stop off at this time. Now it's, by the way, we recorded from noon to 1:30. It's now almost 2:00. The place is fairly empty. You go there at noon, there's a line out the door. So we walk in, we order, and we each pick a sandwich. You pick this bread, and then I order is it Pellegrino? Somebody makes this limonata, which is this delicious carbonated Italian lemon drink, and they're really a takeout joint, but there are a handful of tables in the back, including one long picnic table. I put him down at this, I seen him at this table. There's about half a dozen millennials. It's one of those long shared table. And I said, "I'll go get the sandwiches. Anything else you need?" To go, "Pick me up some salt." So I leave him there. I get the sandwiches from the other end of the counter. I get the salt shaker. And as I'm walking back, here's this kindly old man sitting at a table, right? This kindly professor that you wouldn't look twice at and all these millennials sitting around, completely ignoring him, staring at their phones. And all I can think is, here is one of the great thinkers of the 20th century, 21st century. You're oblivious to this brilliant person who's pushed our understanding of our own minds forward while you're either playing Pokemon Go or doing something. So Danny, which seems so weird to me to call him that, Danny and I sit there. We each have our sandwich. We chit-chat about Michael Lewis did a book about him and Amos Tversky. It's coming out in December. What was that process like? And we're having, Danny, how's the sandwich? You were right. This is a very delicious sandwich. So we finish eating. Everybody in the place, wholly oblivious to him. And then we go out and I start walking. He's like, listen, I'm a New Yorker for many years. I can find my way to Lorne Taylor. So we shake hands. I send him on his way. And that was my my lunch with Danny Kahneman. So I found the conversation to be absolutely fascinating. I think you will too. So with no further ado, my conversation with Professor and Nobel Prize winner, Dan Kahneman.